أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 79 and 80 of Surah An-Nisa. In the last verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about, and Allah Ta'ala responded to the Yahud of Madina Tayyiba, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come there, they began to plead and make the assertion that there was a scarcity of food because of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they blamed him for that difficulty. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's response, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that whatever good comes upon you, then it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa ma asabaka min sayyi'atin fa min nafsik. And whatever afflictions befall you, then it is because of your own doings, it comes from within yourself. It is because of your own sins, your own disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withholds His rahmah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withholds His mercy. And as a result of that, you go through these kinds of difficulties. With regards to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have sent you to the whole of mankind as a rasul. We have sent you with this message as a means of hidayat, as a means of guidance to the whole of mankind. In other words, you are a mercy unto the whole of mankind, and hence, when you are a mercy to the whole of mankind, then there is absolutely no truth in the fact that you will become a means of difficulty, you will become a source of the withholding of Allah Ta'ala's mercy in any way, whether it is material, whether it is spiritual or otherwise. So, as far as their assertion is concerned, it is absolutely incorrect. Rather, you are a mercy unto the entire universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And hence, you, O Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever you are, the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come upon that place. Hence, Allah ta'ala says, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. If they have not accepted you as the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, if they have not accepted you as the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they denied your nubuwwat, they denied you as the Rasul, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient to bear witness that He had sent you as a Rasul, He had sent you as a Nabi, He had sent you as a means of a mercy unto the entire universe, and hence it does not matter whether they accept or whether they reject. Hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bears testimony to the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fact that Allah ta'ala had sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a rahmah and not as a curse upon mankind. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. It comes in certain narrations that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that whoever follows me, then that person followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, whoever is obedient to me, that person is obedient to Allah ta'ala. Whoever loves me, then that person loves Allah ta'ala. In other words, my path is the path to Allah ta'ala. The path of Allah ta'ala is my path. It is all one and the same. And we can see the Quran Sharif is replete of this here. There is no two diverse paths between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is all one and the same. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make statements like this, then the Yahud, the Munafiqeen would begin to say that look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is becoming like Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and the Christians, he wants them to worship him, wa na'udhu billah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarified that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam neither asked the Christians to worship him, nor did Isa alayhi salatu wassalam ask for any form of veneration more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. He didn't ask the Christians to respect him or to honor him more than what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had asked him to do. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, then such a person has obeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is one and the same path. There is no two paths and there is no two diverse paths. It is all one and the same. If a person follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is in the path of hidayat. If a person obeys Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he can never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent the hidayat via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us is the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَن تَوَلَّى, and then whoever turns away, he turns his back away from Allah Ta'ala, or he turns his back away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. Then O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did not send you as a guard upon that person. In other words, your responsibility is to deliver the message. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You are not a guard that you have to now bring that person onto that right path, but that is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You deliver the message and leave it upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide us on the path of Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.